for the word? Amen. Praise God. All right, we've been teaching on the Holy Spirit, and I don't know, the Holy Spirit keeps leading me with these messages, and just want to teach today. I want to show you through Scripture, and I know in Christianity, there's some people that don't believe in this, and there's people that do believe in this, but I want to show you from Scripture today, by the Scripture. How many knows that Scripture is very, very important?
Amen.
It's God-breathed. It's from God. And so we're going to use Scripture today, and the question is, does Jesus baptize us in the Holy Spirit? Does Jesus baptize us in the Holy Spirit? So if we could just go ahead and get into the Word, Dennis, and show those Scriptures up on the screen. Man, I really appreciate him for doing that. I really appreciate you. And so this is what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. It says, for by one Spirit, everybody say one Spirit, we were all baptized. Let me tell you what that word baptized means. In the Greek, it's baptizo. It means to identify, to dip, to immerse. That's what that means, baptized, to immerse. So we've been identified into one body. Now, whose body is it? Jesus' body. We are the body of Christ. Okay, let's start all over. For by one Spirit, we were all baptized, immersed, identified into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. Okay, point one, the Holy Spirit baptizes us in Jesus. That's the point we get from this verse. This happens when we get saved. He baptizes us into the body of Jesus Christ. No, okay, so this is where the controversy lies at times. Do we need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit? All right, let me repeat the point to you again. The Holy Spirit baptizes us in Jesus, but here's the question. Do we need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit? Y'all still with me? In order to get this message, you're going to have to stay with me, all right? Everybody say, stay with the preacher.
Stay with the preacher.
Okay, go to the next verse, Matthew 28. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them. There's that word again, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Okay, the disciple, here's point two, the disciple baptizes us in water. The disciple baptizes us in water. Okay, once we get saved, we get baptized in water. All right, water baptism is a sign, but it's more than a sign. Did y'all catch that? It's a sign, but it's more than a sign. It's a symbol of what Jesus has done, but it's more than a symbol. All right, it's a cutting of the flesh, and it's burying the old person. All right, it's burying the old person. Now, there's some of you that may be saved and you haven't got baptized. Well, we need to go ahead and fix that right now because the Bible tells us to. Now, I know it's just a sign of what Jesus has done for us inwardly, but there's something about water baptism where he wouldn't have told us to do it.
Amen.
You with me, church?
Yeah.
So it's very important to be water baptized. Okay, in Ephesians 4, now I want y'all to stay with me. In Ephesians 4, it says there's one baptism, okay? One baptism. All right. People who argue against the baptism in the Holy Spirit will use that verse. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. All right? But it also says there's one Lord. All right? Stay with me. But we know that there are three in one, right?
Yeah.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. All right. There are three baptisms, and they all agree. All right? Let me give you point three. Jesus baptizes us in the Holy Spirit. Matthew 3:11. Okay, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. Y'all want to read that with me? He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Okay, I'm going to repeat these points one more time. We're going to get deeper into the word. Point one, the Holy Spirit baptizes us in Jesus. The disciple baptizes us in water. Point three, Jesus baptizes us with or in the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, preach on, preacher.
Preach on.
Okay, in Matthew 3:11 here, John the Baptist quoted this. This is John the Baptist's quote. And he wasn't speaking to the 12 disciples here. It was after John's baptism that Jesus called the 12 disciples. All right? Y'all need to write that down in your memo, put it in your front pocket, all right? Now the 120 wasn't there either. This was before the day of Pentecost. Amen. This is before the day of Pentecost. All right. Many people say that the baptism in the Holy Spirit was just for the 12 apostles or for the 120 in the upper room. But this is for everyone, because the disciples weren't present here at this time, nor the 120 were present there. That's mentioned in Acts chapter 2. This is for everyone. Okay, we have to get our grammar correct on this one. All right. Some people think it's the same thing, but it's not. The grammar is different. We just read a verse where the Holy Spirit baptizes us into Jesus when we get saved, when we get born again. But we also just read, hallelujah, that Jesus baptizes us in the Holy Spirit. You got to get your grammar correct. And we don't know. A lot of the church don't know this, but now you do. Amen?
Amen.
Now you do. And you're going to really see the relevance. This is very, I'm telling you, this is relevant for your life. It's practical. We need this in our lives. All right. Now, for example, we do a small group Bible study or whatever, haven't met anybody. Let's say there's John and Jennifer, right? All right. John introduces me to Jennifer. Jennifer introduces me to John. Y'all get the picture? All right. We've got to get that picture, because what happens is we can resist the Holy Spirit. We say, yeah, I'm saved and that's enough. But the Bible says that we could be baptized, immersed, identified in the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, go deeper in the Word. Go deeper in the Word. All right. Did you know the baptism in the Holy Spirit is mentioned in all four Gospels? All four Gospels. The reason why this is significant is because there are very few things that are in all the four Gospels. All right? Listen very closely. Matthew, Mark, and Luke only recorded Jesus' third year of ministry. Surprise, surprise. Only the third year. John covers the first 2 years. And this is why Matthew, Mark, Luke is called the Synoptic Gospels. John covered the first 2 years of Jesus' ministry. Matthew, Mark, Luke covered the third year of ministry. That's why we call those three Gospels the Synoptic Gospels. Okay, what are the few things that are included in all four Gospels? Y'all ready? Number one, the birth of Jesus, the death of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, the feeding of the 5,000, and guess what? Guess what else is in all four of the Gospels? The baptism in the Holy Spirit. All right, y'all ready? We just read Matthew 3:11. He baptized us with the Holy Spirit and fire. This is in Matthew 3:11. Go to the next one in Mark. Mark says, I indeed baptized, or John said this in Mark, I indeed baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. All right, next one in Luke. John answered, saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose, and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. We'll go to the one in St. John. All right, I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. So we've already seen through the Gospels, through the four Gospels, that there is a baptism in the Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
All right. Everybody repeat this after me. Salvation.
Salvation.
Water. Spirit.
Spirit.
All right. Praise God. Now, when we come to the Lord, we get born again. He makes us alive. Our spirit is made new. We go get baptized in water. Okay, then what's the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit? It's so that you can live in victory, so that you don't live in defeat as a believer in Christ Jesus and have a good witness, so that you won't be stuck on addictions or whatever that would give you a bad witness. When you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it gives you the power to walk out what God has done in your life. Amen, church. Gives you the power. Amen. We can clap our hands on that one right there. Hallelujah. All right, got a question. Is Jesus our example? He's the greatest example we could ever follow. Okay, did Jesus have three baptisms? Okay, we're going to talk about this a little bit more. When we are saved, the Bible says we are born again. We are born as perfect children of God. All right, but we're not perfect in our performance, but in our position. Did y'all catch that? There's a lot of people that have a works mentality, got to work your way to heaven. But we're not perfect in our performance, but we're perfect in position, because we're baptized into whose body? Jesus' body. I'm identified in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. We're perfect in our position. We are in Christ. The Holy Spirit baptizes us into the body of Christ. Okay. Jesus, was Jesus born again? Well, Jesus was never born again because he was born right the first time. He was born right the first time. Okay, here's another question. Was Jesus water baptized? Was he spirit baptized? Okay, if he was born again, salvation, water baptized, spirit baptized, if Jesus needed the person of the Holy Spirit on this earth, how much more do you need the person of the Holy Spirit on this earth? Somebody say amen. Who wants to see this pattern in the scripture? Y'all want to go deeper in the word? Somebody say salvation, water, spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. This is one of my first scriptures I memorized when I was a kid. All right, this is on the day of Pentecost. Holy Spirit moves upon Peter, and he starts preaching. This is what it says. Then Peter said to them, repent, believe. That's what repent is. You believe. Let every one of you be water baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And what else? And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Next verse in 39. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off. Who's afar off? That's us. As many as the Lord our God will call. Okay, go back to verse 38. Repent, salvation, baptized, water, the gift of the Holy Spirit, spirit baptism. Y'all catch that? The three mentioned in that one verse. Okay, go to Acts chapter 8, verse 12. Okay, but when they believed Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Okay. Then Simon himself also believed, and when he was baptized, he continued to Philip, amazed, seeing the miracles and signs which were done. Now, when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. Okay. Who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, it just said they just got saved. Why would they have to send Peter and John for them to receive the gift, to receive the Holy Spirit, if they just got saved? Some of you are like, I've never heard this before. I've never read this in the scripture. I've never seen it. I read Acts chapter 8 all my life, and I've never seen this. Well, in verse 12, they got saved. But you go to verse 16, praise God. Let's read this. For as yet he had fallen upon none of them. Now, they believed and they were born again. They were saved. Yes. They were saved. But the Holy Spirit hadn't fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Next verse. And they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Yes. All right. Somebody say it again. Salvation. Water. Spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody say, go deeper in the word.
Go deeper in the word.
All right, let's go to Acts chapter 19. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Okay. Paul wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, and he's asking them a question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Why would he ask such a question like that. Glory to God. Okay. So they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. Okay, next verse. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized, water baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Y'all ready? And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. All right? Now, they just got saved. They were already saved. And then Paul, knowing that there's a work of the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit wants to do, said, look, I'm going to lay hands on you. The Holy Spirit came on them, they spoke with tongues, and they prophesied. Hallelujah. Everybody say, there's always more.
There's always more.
There's always more. You can go deeper in your relationship with the Lord. Okay. This baptism of the Holy Spirit didn't just happen in Acts 2. It happened in Acts, what we just read. It happened in Acts 8. It happened in Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 8 was 5 years after Pentecost. Acts 19, it was 25 years after Pentecost, and they were still saying you needed three baptisms. Everybody say three baptisms. All right. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Hallelujah. All right. John says this, for there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. Okay. What do they bear witness to? They bear witness to the supernatural life. They bear witness that you're born again. They bear witness that you belong to God. Okay. Next verse. There are three that bear witness on earth. Y'all see this? Spirit, water, blood. And these three agree as one. Do you see the three there? Spirit, water baptism, and the blood. What's the blood? We're saved by the blood of Jesus, and we're born again by the blood. I know it was by the blood. All right. Do you see the three there? All right. When you get saved, you become a new person. When you get baptized in water, the old person is cut off. Did y'all catch that? Y'all still with me? When you get spirit baptized, praise the Lord. I really want you to get this morning. All right, I'm going to start all over. When you get saved, you become a new person. When you get baptized in water, the old person is cut off. When you get spirit baptized, you get power to walk in the new. All right. See, all you need to do to go to heaven is to get saved. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
It's by the blood. That's all you need to do. Believe, repent. All right. But if you want to walk in victory and walk in the supernatural, you need to get water baptized and spirit baptized. Amen, church.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, the thief didn't get water baptized, but he believed. You with me? But he believed. He went to heaven. He said, Jesus told the thief, you'll be with me today in paradise. He didn't do anything to earn it, did he? He didn't get to work with his hands, didn't get to work with his feet. He just went to heaven because he believed. We are saved by grace, not of ourselves, lest anyone should boast, right? We're not saved by works. We are saved by sheer grace, church. Sheer grace. All right. But speaking of water baptism, there's some of you that you thought you got saved when you was a child, but later you got saved and you need to be baptized. Water baptized. All right. There's some of us, you haven't been baptized, you need to get water baptized. All right? Need to get water baptized. Now listen, you're not a bad person because you didn't know about this. Did you hear me, church? You're not a bad person. There's nobody in here bad, all right? But you need to know that this is doctrinally accurate and that this is biblically accurate and that it is accurate to say there is a baptism in the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right. I got a question. Is this why believers live defeated because they only receive two of the three baptisms they need? Did y'all catch that? Is this why they go through this, all right? 1 Corinthians 10. Okay, I want y'all to pay close attention to this. Pay close attention, all right. Verse 6 and 11 in this chapter says that this was written for our instruction. It was written for us. Everybody say, it was written for me.
Written for me.
Okay. In Egypt, the children of Israel, Moses was a type of their Savior. All right? He was a type. Type and shadows. Okay? Did y'all catch that? Today, Jesus is our Savior. All right? Jesus is our Savior. All right. Let's read this. I want you to look closely. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the spirit cloud. They were led by cloud by day, right? Under the cloud, all passed through the sea, next verse, and all were baptized into Moses. Look at that. All were baptized into Moses in the spirit, in the cloud, and in the water, in the sea. Did y'all catch that? Guys, it's so important to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit to have the victory and the power to walk that God wants you to walk in. Somebody say amen?
Amen.
All right. Everybody say the tabernacle of Moses. In the tabernacle of Moses, there were three things you had to do before you could enter the presence of God. All right. Moses, Moses built the temple after the pattern of the temple he saw in heaven. All right, what's the three things? Okay, the high priest, before he'd go into the presence of God, the holy place, which is where the mercy seat was, the Ark of the Covenant. Everybody say Ark of the Covenant. Ark of the Covenant. All right, and this is where God dwelled. This is where God resided. And so that was where the presence of God. Okay, this is what the high priest had to do, okay? He came in, sacrificed the lamb at the altar, the blood of the lamb. How many knows Jesus is the Lamb of God? Right? Jesus is the Lamb of God. He washed away our sins. Okay. What was the next thing that the high priest had to do after he sacrificed the lamb? He had to wash with a laver. Us hillbillies would say a bucket of water. But he'd come in after they sacrificed the lamb. He'd go to the second part and he would wash with water. Y'all get where I'm coming from? With water. Everybody say water baptism. Okay. Guess what was next? He would move from the laver into the third part, and there was a flask of oil. And he would have to anoint himself all over before he would go into the presence of God. Let me tell you what people are trying to do. Let me tell you what people are trying to do. They're trying to go through, right? Lamb. Praise God, he saved us. Water baptism, hallelujah. But let's just go around the baptism of the Holy Spirit and try to get into the presence of God. Did y'all catch that? Now, some of you, you may not have even heard this teaching. You may not even heard about it. Listen, if you believe that Jesus died for you, that he saved you, praise God, you're born again. But listen, don't resist the Holy Spirit when the Bible tells us in the four Gospels, in the book of Acts, that the Holy Spirit wants to baptize us. Jesus wants to baptize us in the Holy Spirit. Amen, church. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, this is good. This is good teaching. And so the high priest would anoint himself. Now, what would happen if he skipped one of those steps? He'd die. He would die if he skipped one of those steps. That's what happened. And so what some people try to do, they try to go around that and say, that's not for today. We're just going to go into the... We just want to try to get into... Listen, you don't determine how you approach God. The Bible determines how you approach God. Amen, church? Amen. Amen. So we have to approach God based upon what the Bible says. All right. And this is how you do it. You go through the baptism in the Holy Spirit. All right. There are Christians today that are walking around and they literally feel dead because they're not accepting the third baptism. Okay? This is what you say. Well, how do I get it? How do I get it? Well, it's not it. It's a gift. You with me? The person of the Holy Spirit, okay? You receive it just like you got saved. How'd you get saved? You got saved by faith. Well, how do you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? By faith. It's it. That's all you do. It's not complicated. It's not a hard thing. All right. Since this baptism in the Holy Spirit, Jesus baptizes us in the Holy Spirit, if it's coming from Jesus, then why do you have to be afraid of it? Amen. I got a question. Is the baptism of the Holy Spirit come from Jesus? Yes. He baptized us, then we shouldn't be afraid. That's right. Amen, church. Should not be afraid of it. All right. It's definitely not satanic. Amen. And it's definitely not demonic. Because it's coming from Jesus. Amen, church? Amen. Now, we've read a lot of scripture here today. And I'm not going to hold you a long time. But we are going to obey the Lord, okay? We are going to obey God. We're going to obey the Spirit of the Lord. All right. There's some of you here today, you may not even be saved. And you need the blood of Jesus applied to your life. All right? And I don't want to put you on the spot, but this is a very serious moment. And please, listen, don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. There's nothing embarrassing about getting saved. Amen. There's nothing embarrassing about somebody getting prayer. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Amen. All right? If you haven't had the blood of Jesus applied to your life, don't be ashamed. I want you to stand. We're going to take just a few seconds here. If you haven't had the blood of Jesus, and you want to believe, and you want to be saved this morning, I want you to stand. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. Okay? I don't want to pressure you, but now's the time. You say, preacher, you caught us off guard. You wait until the music plays. Well, I feel like doing things differently sometimes. If you haven't had the blood of Jesus applied to your life, stand. Okay. All right. If you've been saved and you haven't been water baptized, I want you to stand. You've been water baptized? Okay. All right. If you've been saved and you've been baptized in water, don't be ashamed. And you want to walk in greater victory and you want the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I want you to stand. You say, preacher, I want more victory in my life. I don't want to live in defeat. I want you to stand. You say, preacher, you're going to embarrass me. I'm not going to. Thank you, brother. You know how much courage it takes to stand to do that? You know how much courage? Praise the Lord. All right, just keep standing. Anybody else want to take it? Anybody else want to take this opportunity to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Praise the Lord. You can receive the power of God in your life right now, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. I won't drag it on, okay, but I'm giving you a chance. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, I want y'all to dim the lights. Now, I'm not going to embarrass nobody. I'm not even going to call you out or nothing, okay? I won't do it because y'all think that pastor's going to embarrass me. That pastor's going to do it. I'm not going to do nothing. All right? Praise the Lord. All right, with every head bowed right now, with every head bowed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to keep standing, brother. Hallelujah.